Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. I'm your host for the show. My name is Lee Haney, for those of you who may not know and who could be tuning in for the first time. And happy to have you guys listening in today. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta, Georgia. It's about 58 degrees outside, so it's nice. A little time to get out and get some speed walking in or some exercise outside if you want to do that. But we got a fantastic show lined up for you today, and there's been a lot of great things happening. Now, I got a special guest coming on today, a very special guest, someone who's well-learned in the field of training. Matter of fact, his knowledge spans more than probably say a little bit over 15 to 20 years. So he's not new to the game. So when he tells you what's happening in the way of fitness, nutrition, he's right on point. He's one of my master trainers and someone that we highly regard as a professional in our area. His name is Mr. Lashay Lowe. Lashay, are you on the line there?
Yes, sir, I'm on the line.
Well, listen, man, great to have you on the show. As always, it's a pleasure to be able to speak with you and to share information with the listening audience out there. And hey, let me know, first of all, man, what's been happening? You know, how's things going out there? People's made their New Year's resolutions. And as you know, in the business that we're in, you know, when it comes to training, they start to drop off probably a couple of weeks. In some cases, some may hang in there for a month. So what's happening out there?
Well, right now, I just started a 60-day challenge in my club, which I am the director up here in Duluth at UFIT, and we start a 60-day challenge. It kicks off today. We have close to 50 members that are already registered and have a grand prize of $5,000.
Oh man, that is fantastic! Fantastic.
Yes,
60-day challenge. Now, why did you choose 60 days?
Well, I chose 60 days because, you know, when you're dealing with the body, you have different type of bodies, and you have some people that are lethargic, lazy and stuff. So I'm giving them more time to, you know, get their system kicked in, so they can be more aggressive towards losing weight. So I gave them 60 days, give them a guideline to shoot for, and when they get to that finish line, that, you know, they'll know that they're successful.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, those persons who are participating in your 60-day weight loss program, the challenge, give me some of the reasons why a lot of these people chose to do the challenge. Not that I don't know. Of course I know, but let the audience know exactly some of those reasons.
Well, a lot of them chose to do the challenges because we have like different type of instructors. I have like four different instructors, four different body parts, four different exercises, four different styles, and that would motivate them, you know, because, you know, if they didn't have any motivation, they will have it when they reach these classes and stuff, because they have different, I mean, my trainers are certified and they're on point, very, very sharp.
Okay, now let me ask you this. What are some of the tools or motivations that you're using to keep your clients on point?
Well, we do monthly evaluations, measurements, body fat, We work on their nutrition on a daily basis. My trainers are very they're on point. They call their clients almost daily. They're like a family member of them, so they're holding them accountable.
Mm-hmm. Well, dealing with clients, and you know, this is what I do. I'm sure this is what you do, and our business as it relates to personal training. What are some of the hurdles that you see a lot of the clients have to sort of get beyond? Because as I was discussing with one of my clients earlier today, matter of fact, a young lady you guys will hear about on the show coming up next. Her name is Susie Tajaris. Susie is going through our certification program. She's already a pro figure athlete. But we were just talking, and she made a comment about how people sort of yo-yo up and down when it comes to their progress. You know, they'll take two steps forward and one step backwards. And that seems to be the trend. And then some people, you know, they're in it just so that they can sort of don't become any worse than they are. They, you know, so you got different reasons. People have different reasons for getting in. So what do you see most of the hurdles existing with clients?
A lot of hurdles that I see with, you know, clients, they really don't have the education, you know, the knowledge and stuff. And they tend to get stuck because they don't know what to do after they lose the weight. They don't know anything about building muscle. They don't know about resistant training. They don't know anything about functional training. And that's where I come in. My knowledge comes in and stuff. And I'm teaching them that your bodies are different. Each individual have a different body. So you have to find out what's making your body tick. And that's what where I come in at.
Let me ask you this now. How does your training differentiate, or does it differentiate the different styles of training between male and females?
What's the difference between training a male and a female?
Yes.
Is that what
kind of program?
On that level right there, you know, you have different type of people. You have athletes, you know, which male or female. You know, of course, the male is stronger than a female, you know, as far as body muscles. And so you have to taper or do different exercises, different ways. And that's what's the difference between my programs and somebody else or LA Fitness or somebody like that has a program. I designed a program just for that particular person.
So your program is specific to the needs of the clients. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying, sir.
Okay. Now, as it relates to the nutrition, you know, because as we know as trainers, 75% of a person being able to reach their goal has to do with what they put in their mouth and what type of food they put in their mouth. So how do you guys design programs based upon that? What should it look like for those who are out there listening? What should nutrition look like?
Well, you know, of course you have your proteins and your carbs, your good carbs, which basically what I teach them, you know, difference between bad carbs and good carbs and proteins and stuff, and reading your body to rebuild muscle. So I'm looking at as far as it depends on what they're looking for, Lee. If they're looking for more muscle or leaner look, that's how I design their programs.
Give me a rundown. You know, for those out there listening, you know, me and you can talk protein, carbohydrates, and fats all day. You know, but
yes,
for the layman person out there listening, give them a little rundown of what their protein choices can be and the recommended carbohydrate choices and the recommended fat choices. You know, if their goal is to lose weight, that's the majority that listen to the show.
Yes, sir. We're looking at the proteins. The proteins we're looking at: fish, chicken, swordfish. I don't too much recommend steak, but because it takes 72 hours for it to digest through your system. For your carbs, we're looking at sweet potatoes, nuts, Brazil nuts. Stuff like that's going to break down, and it's going to build. I'll also give you energy and build muscle too as well.
Now, what role do you emphasize as far as the importance of water?
or water is your body is 70% water, sir. You know, you have to replenish your body. You know, if you don't replenish your body, you're dehydrated. And you know, you talking about your muscle texture, you're shrinking your stomach. All that stuff plays in and drinking the proper amount of water.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, like a lot of people, you know, and particularly like we introduced the weight loss challenge. We call it the Transformation Now Challenge, and we did that on Steve Harvey's show. We've been doing it now for the last 5 years. This is the sixth year for it, and we started out. We're probably about, not probably, we're more than halfway through now, probably around the sixth, seventh week into the challenge, which it ends on March the 19th. So we have a lot of people out there that have participated in the program. And one of the things that we used at the start of the program was a seven-day systemic cleansing and detox. Now, what's your take on detox program?
That's so important, Lee. You have to restart that body. You know, in order to, you got to flush that system out and get a fresh new start and everything. That detox, you're talking about dealing with your colon and whatever. If sickness comes from within, like dealing with your colon or any type of thing, anytime you see a person that has a cold or sick, runny nose, it's coming from the inside, from the colon and everything. So you have to flush that system out and restart that body.
Well, that's real good, man, because that's something that, you know, we've always emphasized, and I've emphasized with my clients over the years. You know, the first thing, just like your automobile, which we talked about this on the show before, you have to take it in every 3,500 to 4,000 miles to get the oil clean. You get clean off, replace, and get the filter changed, the jets clean, and just a whole engine flush. And by doing so, that prolongs the life of the engine. And it works in the same way with the body. I've met people who have never detoxed. And I would say to them, well, you are now 50 years old. Would you drive your car 50 years and never change the oil in the filter? Of course not. Well, guess what? You've just done that to your body. So you're correct in saying that sickness and disease come from the inside out. You know, if you have system clogged with waste, and bloat and that sort of thing, and impurities and so forth, then you're going to get sick, no doubt about it. So I'm glad you mentioned that point. Now, motivation, you know, that's where a lot of people get stuck at, motivation. How do I stay motivated? Because you got some people out here, we got people taking our challenge now that has weighed as much as 300 pounds. And trying to keep them motivated, you know, what do you advise? What would be your tips?
My tips are I usually have like group seminars, which everybody chime in. You know, I like to put a lot of minds together, and we bounce off ideas. You know, that help to motivate each other. And then when you're working as a group of people and stuff, that's usually when I started this challenge. Because, you know, you can push each other through, and that's what I pick up off my challenges and stuff. I meet a lot of different people from all different walks of life, and what they love about the challenges that I do is everybody become friends and stuff, and they gather energy off each other.
Man, that is a great idea. I love that. And that's why we like to do it in that way. And that's why we created what is called Lee Haney's Health and Fitness online community, you know, so that people can talk back and forth and exchange ideas, information. We have a whole library of different exercises available. And for you listeners out there, Lachey is one of my master trainers with the International Association of Fitness Science. So you will see him giving information here shortly as we get more and more new video reloaded as far as the site is concerned. And those of you who want his services, we'll be able to reach out to him and wherever you are, because he can also do it online as well as you can attend one of his classes, which we'll get into that a little bit little bit down the road. Now, Lashia, another thing that's awesome that I found awesome about you is that you've had the opportunity to train Dr. Charles Stanley.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've dealt with Dr. Charles Stanley for the last 12 years. I actually do his personal training and his physical therapy. So, yes, sir, I do.
That is fantastic, you know. And see, that's another thing that we've been trying to promote is health and fitness in the body, in the body of in the churches and so forth. Be it, you know, it doesn't matter what denomination. We're just trying to get people in the churches to take, you know, take fitness a bit more serious, because we found that, you know, your masses is not going to join a gym or fitness center. They're not going to go to a recreation center, not in the masses. However, the masses of people that we come into contact with, and one of the places that they generally frequent is the church or the synagogue. So we've been really trying to push and promote wellness within the churches. So, and it's always great to know that someone like Dr. Charles Stanley stands in point of health and fitness. And we're honored to have you as part of what we're doing to help continue to promote that.
Thank you, sir. I thank you very much. I really enjoy what I do, you know, and I enjoy working upon you, Lee, because you're an inspiration to me.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We got a lot of work to do, because the, you know, I was able to speak to the Atlanta Business Chronicle symposium a couple of weeks ago, and we were just looking at the fact that here we are in Georgia. We're here in Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, those who are tuning in. And our population here, as far as diabetes, jumped from 9.9% the last couple of years all the way up to 10.8%. And then the obesity rate has just continued to rise. And so what Lachey is doing, his trainers is doing, we're all trying to get accomplished, will have a huge impact on the health of people and communities everywhere. So, guys, those of you who are listening, please get the word out there. Have people to tune in to Totally Fit. All they have to do is go to LeeHaney.com and join the Lee Haney fitness community. It doesn't cost anything to join. All you have to do is go on there and register and let your friends know about what we're doing and get the word out there. Now, Lachey, with you were saying that with your challenge, your 60-day challenge, you're going to be giving away $5,000?
Yes, $5,000 to the winner. And we're not just going... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a challenge for you, huh?
That's true. So tell me, give me a rundown of how everything works.
Okay, how it works here? We had a registration of $20 for people to register, and I have like five different instructors, including myself. We're teaching nutrition, and we're also doing functional training. But five different classes, though. So you're paying for it's like 74 cents a class. That's what you're asking. So it's an awesome thing.
Oh man, that's fantastic. Now, you're located here in Georgia. Now, are people allowed to join into the challenge outside of the state of Georgia,
yes,
or
sir,
just strictly your client base?
No. If you're in the state of Georgia, you can come to my gym. You can actually join. You can join the challenge right away. You know, you can join today. You do your measurements.
Okay.
You do your weighing, and we get you started right away. Then on top of that, Mr. Haney, we also have a good $17.50 drop on our personal training sessions too as well. So,
well, that
that's
is
what I'm
fantastic.
Doing here.
I love that. Now, Now, give me a little bit more background about you. Now, you've been in the business now for how many years as far as being a trainer?
26 years of physical therapy and personal training. Physical therapy, 21 years. Personal training, 26 years.
My
background, yes, sir. My background is I was ex-professional football player in the 80s. I played with the Miami Dolphins for 4 years. And and then I went finished my master's, and then I boxed. I was always an athlete all my life and stuff. So from age 8 to now, you know, I've been into boxing and martial arts and stuff. But I'm also boxed professionally for 16 years. I just recently retired like 3 years ago. Yes, sir.
Wow, that is truly an background. You know, what I love so much about what you do and who you are is that you've been there, done that. You know, a lot of trainers, though, they get the book sense, and they get degrees from universities, but as far as having that applied knowledge, it's a little bit different. It's a lot different. And, you know, what you bring to the table is a true life experience, having been an athlete, you know, in several different levels of athletics, and then having a degree in what you do, that's a whole nother level. And so I really appreciate that. And those of you who are out there listening, make sure that when Lachey gives his information as it relates to how to get a hold to him and so forth, reach out to him, because he's the best of the best at what he do. The proof is in the pudding. He is the real deal.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
So, now, Lachey, with that being said, how would the people out there listening, how would they contact you? You know, what is the best way to reach out to you?
They can reach out to me. They can reach out to me via my phone, my cell phone, which is 404-838-9396. Or they can reach out to me at my club at UFIT. And it's in Duluth, and the address. The address is 1630 Pleasant Hill Road. That's on the corner of Pleasant Hill and Kroger's Boulevard. And the number here is 678-781-1402.
Okay, repeat that again, Lachey.
You fit? 1630 Pleasant Hill Road. That's Duluth. It's on the corner of Pleasant Hill and Kroger's Boulevard. And our number here is 678-781-1402.
Okay, now let me ask you, can people also reach you on Facebook, or are you with Twitter? Or?
Yes, they can reach me on Facebook. It's Lachey Fitness. Michelo Fitness is LLC.com, or you can just reach me on my this Michelo at Facebook.com.
Okay, well, that's great, man. But listen, listeners, we will have Lachey's information on the website, so you'll be able to go on there, take a look. As I said, he's one of our master trainers with the International Association of Fitness Science. So his contact will be there. So if you want to reach out to him, we have the information. And for you, for those of you who are interested in becoming part of his challenge, reach out to him. It's still going on. We also have the 60-day transformation going on at leehaney.com. If you missed out on the starting date, you can still have your own challenge. So we got a lot of people that are challenging themselves. And that's where it's really at. You got to challenge yourself. They want to change their lifestyle. They want to change the way they look and the way they feel. So you can join on to that. And me and Lachey both challenge you guys to be the very best that you can be. You only have one body. You got to take care of it. I've never seen a spirit walking around doing anything. They have to have a body to live inside of. Ain't that right, brother?
Yes, sir. That's definitely right.
So you guys got to take care of yourself. Lachey, thanks again for being a part of Totally Fit. I really appreciate having you there as one of our master trainers with the International Association of Fitness Science. You got any last words you want to share with the audience before you leave?
I just like to encourage everybody to, you know, to get out there and get active and be the best you can be at all times and put God first.
That's a great message. Thank you so much, brother. Care of yourself. And for listeners, we'll see you guys next time, okay? Take care. Have a blessed day. Talk to you later. And be totally fit. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.